The Fairbanks North Star Borough Mayor is proposing a new deal that would allow Chena Hot Springs to expand. But first, it has to be approved by the Assembly. And as KUAC's Emily Schwing reports, it's unclear whether Assembly members will support it.
As part of the land sale agreement, Chena Hot Springs Resort owner Bernie Carl agreed to pay fair market value for the property. But Carl didn't agree when the borough valued the land at $390 per acre. Last month, he made his opinion known before the Assembly.
I want one of you to try to pay the taxes and have the employees we have. We paid $900 a day, every day in 2012 in taxes in this borough.
He accused the borough planning department of fraud. After a closed-door executive session, the Assembly voted to continue negotiations, and Carl agreed to pay for a second appraisal. The two appraisal values would be averaged to determine the final sale price of the property. But the second appraisal never took place.
Oh, this is astonishing to me.
Assembly member Guy Satley says he's fed up with discussing the sale.
I grew up thinking that when I agreed to things and signed things, it was fairly binding. Apparently that doesn't apply here.
Part of the Assembly's agreement last month was that improvements and easements agreed to by Carl would come at no cost to the borough. But the Assembly voted by motion and not by ordinance, so the vote was not legally binding. Borough Mayor Luke Hopkins has since brought forward a new ordinance. According to it, the resort will still pay the original appraised value at $390 per acre, but the borough will credit the resort for more than $282,000. Guy Satley says that essentially cuts the purchase price in half.
We do have an overall long-term mandate to dispose of borough land. However, we also have a mandate to get fair value for borough assets. This is an asset of everybody in this borough. And selling it for half price is not getting fair market value for this land.
In an interview last fall, Bernie Carl said easements and improvements would cost him roughly $250,000.
I'm giving up access and a right-of-way and building a bridge that I probably shouldn't have had to have done. I mean, that was negotiated, so that's what I agreed to, so I will do it. Do I think that should have had to happen to make this work? No. But that's what compromises are all about, right?
In a June 12th memorandum from borough attorney Renee Broker, the attorney writes, the mayor accepted the buyer's proposal of a credit and that the borough accepted the buyer's value of easements and improvements. According to Broker's memo, the borough doesn't have an independent appraisal of those easements or estimated costs of improvements. Borough Mayor Luke Hopkins says the agreement differs from what the Assembly voted on in May because the negotiation process is entirely new.
This is the outcome that we have now from that second negotiation process. This is what we have to be able to transfer public properties that were the entitlement properties from the borough to private ownership that will end up being in taxation and economic development.
Guy Satley tried to keep the new ordinance from advancing during last week's regular Assembly meeting, but Assemblyman John Davies argued against the move.
I think it's a matter of importance to the borough, and I think it's important, therefore, that we have a substantive discussion of it and that we should advance it for that purpose. Whether you agree with it or not, we should discuss it.
The Assembly will consider the new land sale exchange agreement at a work session July 3rd. It will come before the Assembly for public testimony July 11th. If the sale is approved, Carl will pay just under $300,000 for the land at 6% interest over the next 15 years. The borough still needs to survey the property boundary at a cost of $15,000. Reporting in Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.